Flint's Diary. Follow the day-to-day ups and downs of a Dutch transsexual woman in her struggle with the world as it is. Episode 30, Publicity. Transsexuals are a hot topic for TV programs and articles in magazines and newspapers at the moment. I think this is positive in general. It is important that people learn what transsexuals are. This may take away some of the fear people feel towards transsexuals because they don't understand them. Of course, reaching true understanding in people who don't share our feelings is very difficult. To be quite honest, I don't even understand myself. How on earth is it possible that I am willing to risk almost everything just for the purpose of being a woman? Only transsexuals know about this deep feeling that is almost impossible to explain. But we can give a lot of useful information that can help to take negative prejudices out of the way. A good TV program or newspaper article can do that. And that is why we should cooperate in such publications if our personal circumstances enable us to do that, and if we have the feeling the journalists have a genuine interest in the subject and are planning to write a serious article about us. There is some reason to be cautious about this. Not every journalist has the best intentions for the people he is writing about. Since transsexuals are hot, they can attract many viewers to a program that does more harm than good for the acceptance of transgendered people. And, I have to admit it, transsexuals are easy victims for journalists who don't have the best intentions, because once they are out about their gender dysphoria, they often get into a phase where they want to yell out about it from the rooftops. They like the publicity. Last month, I was contacted by a journalist who works for a true quality newspaper to tell my story, and I have agreed. I was interviewed for several hours, and the photographer has also worked with me for nearly an hour to get a good picture of me. I think they have done their very best to arrive at a result that would be pleasing to me. And today the newspaper was in the shops. I couldn't wait to get my hands on it, to see the final result. And I know many of my friends, acquaintances and colleagues were also very curious to see it. Yes, I did tell my colleagues, and their reaction was heartwarming. They said teasingly, "A transition from living as a man to living as a woman? What is so special about that? Is that all it takes these days to get your picture in the newspaper?" This reaction is another proof of the level of acceptance I meet in the workplace. It is true. It is a great feeling to see myself in the newspaper and to read my own story. This is positive publicity, and there is a lot of useful information in the article. It tells about the difficulties I have had to experience in my life, but it also mentions the positive feeling of finally being able to live as a woman. For Gender Talk, this was Evelien Snel from the Netherlands. Thanks for listening. I hope to join you again in 2 weeks.